Welcome to the Richmond Community Garden. The Richmond Community, I'm Kathy. I'm actually the garden trustee and coordinator here. So I organise volunteers, help out with events, do some communication and look after the volunteers that come to the garden. So the Richmond Community Garden Trust started about 10 years ago and we've grown from a small pocket of land up to 3 acres now, and it's a multifaceted site. It's got heaps going on now. It just keeps evolving. Here we're standing in the Revolution Community Hub, which is the community house. It's a red zone house, one of the last ones that would have otherwise been bulldozed. And so we put our hand up and said we'd really like to take on the house as a community hub. As the garden was growing, volunteers were growing, events, workshops. So we rescued the house. We did a big working bee with City Care Group as an outreach volunteer day with the community. And now we have several organisations that are working from the hub. The Richmond Residents and Business Association, Christchurch Enviro Hub. We have the repair shop where people come and get things repaired. We have a bee club. We also have Avon Attacro River Network. Lots of not-for-profit environmental organisations come into the hub and collaborate in here as a bumping space to do their work in an environment which is conducive to the work that they do. Inside the hub, we've got things like bottled fruit and jams and chutneys that all the volunteers make together. And when there is a volunteer day here, when people come along, they can get involved in anything from gardening outdoors, sowing seeds, weeding, mulching, but also getting into the kitchen and learning how to make chutneys and jams. We pick olives when it's olive season. We pick fruit when it's when the fruit's falling in summertime. And there's always something to be involved in. And the hub was also really popular when we had the Matariki in the zone. Christchurch City Library, in particular Shirley Library at the Palms. And we've created a really great relationship with them. They are doing an outreach program with Richmond Community Gardens. They come to us and we also go to the library to do workshops and events. So when it was the Matariki back in June, we had a star walk throughout the gardens. Usually we have a big hungy and an event, but because of COVID that was postponed the last couple of years. Hopefully next year we'll have a big event. But this year, low key, we reached out to Shirley Library and said, hey, how do you fancy doing a Matariki story time in the hub? And we'll do some hot chocolate and people can come along and we can do some Tereo stories. Then they can go out into the garden and do some star watching and star walking, and we had all these beautiful stars lit up in the trees throughout the whole site in the constellation of the Matariki. Off we go, let's go outside and check out what's out here. Okay, so we're outside the hub now. We've got this beautiful big table that the men's shed built for us from recycled materials. Often when we have workshops, we'll do a poster or we'll put an event on Facebook and share it to our networks, including places like the libraries, and just say, hey, come along to a workshop. We're building tables from used pallets. So people can come along and repair things and also work out how they can make furniture for themselves. We've done an earth workshop for the Festival of Adult Learning. This was to create a clay pizza oven. And so this is made from straw, sand and clay. And again, we'll create an event and we'll say, hey, come along and learn how to do some earth building. And so now for our events, we can serve pizzas as a fundraiser, and also for our get-togethers with our volunteers and our outreach organisations. We have exemplar projects outside the hub, things like how you can capture your grey water. So the grey water here, grey water and storm water. So the storm water comes from the hub gutters into some holding tanks. and then down into a stormwater collection garden, which is planted with natives. So this is a really good educational component. Again, if anybody's interested in something like this, and the library was to talk to somebody and they're interested about how to do a project like this, then they could just point them in our direction. So we've got things like greenhouses where we can raise seedlings, and we also collaborate with organisations such as the Green Lab. The Green Lab's been really popular through Christchurch, doing projects post-earthquake in spaces. So we're just walking across now to the cafe, community cafe. So part of the regeneration plan of the Avon Otakuro River Corridor, you could apply, community groups can apply for transitional projects. And so the Richmond Community Garden is a transitional project, but obviously we hope that through our networks and our outreach that the community will want us to stick around for a lot longer than just 2 or 3 years. In fact, we've been here for several years now. So the community cafe has been really popular. It's a nice spot up here. It's not quite open yet, but we hope to have coffee and real fruit ice cream. And this is where our event space is. So we've got the Spring Fair happening on October the 16th, which is a Sunday. So if you can picture where I'm standing here now in this big open space, we're looking out to the hub, and we'll have probably 40 plus cars in here. Often I'll go around to the library and put up a poster to say Spring Fair's coming, book your car boot. If you want to be a busker, come and do some busking. And so we'll have 40 plus cars in this open space. This year we've got the Royal Scottish Dancers doing a couple of tunes for us, doing some dancing. And the Christchurch City Library, Shirley Library van will park up, and people can go in there and sign up for the library, learn about the kind of amenities are at the library, and at the same time the kids can have a fun time, read some books, listen to some stories. And then there's also over here the kids, once they've gone to visit the library van, they can walk along here to where we have a mud kitchen and the chickens. So it's just great for families, really. I think our organization really works well with the likes of the library, because we're family orientated, and it just means that they can get out into the fresh air. I think one of the highlights really of going through the COVID situation is that people stopped probably going to the library so much, so the library came to the community rather than the community going into the library. And I think, you know, just being out here in the fresh air was such a safe activity during that time. And that's what's really created our relationship, our close relationship with the library. And so in here there's the mud kitchen, so the kids can then come across after they've been to the library van and make some mud pies. Mum and dads can just sit out here, and when the cafe's open they can have a coffee and, you know, almost spend a whole day here. That's the plan. People come here, they can either volunteer, buy some jams and chutneys, find out what they what we're all about, how they can get involved. We also have a drop station as well, so people can bring in their precious plastics, like their milk bottle tops, number 2 and number 5 plastic. We've got you can also bring in soft plastics. We've got a chip packet project in the hub where people return their crisp packets, and then by the time we've got 44 crisp packets, we can iron them together and make a survival blanket, which saves 3,500 composting years in the environment. And those survival blankets get sent out to places like City Mission or the Delta Community Centre, which is another local community group. Yeah, so that's just skipping back across to the hub over there. We kind of missed it at the start, but yeah, we've got a drop-off station for things like bottle tops for the Kidney Foundation, razor blades, Colgate toothpaste tubes, anything that you would normally put in your red bin. So again, if people are keen to know about things like that, I know that the Shirley Library is also now the post office and a few other things. So
If people want to learn about their red bin and what they can and can't put in there, they can come along here and we can show them where they can put those things that aren't recyclable in your yellow bin at home. So we also sort of overlap into that side of things too. Here in the main garden is where we do our planting. This is where we put in our leafy crops and summer crops. So we do work. It's a bit wintry in here at the moment. Things are looking a little bit asleep still. But yeah, volunteers can come here on a Monday or a Wednesday and help us with some gardening. And we also put seeds out into trays, grow our own seedlings. But it is also very much a wild space. A lot of things going to seed in here. At the moment, it doesn't look like there's much going on. But yeah, things have just gone to seed. And this space really is a foraging space. We don't tend to have rows of vegetables. It's more a case of things in the ground and just let them go to seed, really. So it's a wild foraging garden. Lots of fennel and parsley, purple sprouting broccoli, Māori potatoes, fruit trees. More earth building over here. We've made a little round house. This is a small sort of round house made of clay, sand and straw. I know that when the Shirley Library have been here to do their story times, when they've parked the van over in our event space, they've taken the children on the Margaret Mayhew summery Saturday morning walk. Often that happens on a Saturday, 10 o'clock, bring the family and they hop, skip and jump through the site. And they discover all these beautiful things that we've created here in the community garden as they make their way through on a summery Saturday morning. What's also really great about this site in summer is when the kids have done their mud kitchen and their story times and they've foraged and come through the site and had a good adventure, they can also go and cool off in the Avebury paddling pool. And the Avebury paddling pool was completely smashed by the Christchurch earthquakes, and a local community got together and put a petition into council for the paddling pool to get fixed. And so the paddling pool has now been fixed, so kids can come here and splash in the paddling pool on a lovely summer's day. And so other collaborations that we do out of the hub is things like predator trapping with the men's shed and with some funding and with the local community. We have a trapping line, rat trapping line. And this would be a really cool collaboration with the library to have a trapping line where perhaps we can map that out and the community can get involved. And also we're looking at a seed saving project. I'm dealing with Christopher at the moment at Shirley Library. They'd like to put together some filing cabinets. We got a whole bunch of seeds always donated to us, and I think it would just be great to be able to share that resource sitting in the library, all nicely ordered in packets, how to grow, when to grow, and then the community can seed swap or take some seeds and leave some seeds. Yeah, so I think as the garden's growing and as we're becoming more and more, the community's getting more engaged with us, we'd like to provide more things. So it's really important that we collaborate with places like the library because that will help us as we're growing as an organisation to keep providing for the community. We can't do it all. I mean, we've got several trustees and volunteers, but the more people that can help us either by growing or coming down on a volunteer day or coming along to one of our events and just engaging in what we're doing will mean that we can maintain and keep the site engaged with the community going forward into the future. We'll just pop along to the fungi farm. It's a new site, a gardening site, where we've been inoculating logs with fungal spores. so we can grow some mushrooms for education, but it's also an area where there's nature play. There's a couple of preschools that are using the site to have outdoor nature school. Just as we're walking along the Avonatakaro River here, we're just walking past some of our berms. We call ourselves the Berminators because we've been, instead of growing grass, we're growing native plants on our berms, which means that it avoids maintenance with mowers. And we've got the Four Maidens site, which is where we grow corn and beans, sunflowers and pumpkins over summer. We call that the Four Maidens. So it's four plants that grow together. The corn's the trellis, the beans grow up the trellis, and the pumpkins grow along the ground to keep the moisture in and keep the weeds out. So welcome to the Fungi Farm. This is a space to playfully introduce you to the amazing world beneath your feet. Although there are some mushrooms in this space, please be aware not all are edible. So unless you are confident in your identification knowledge, please don't pick the mushrooms. But we host regular foraging days and workshops, so just keep an eye on our Facebook page. So in here, we have got native planting as per the regeneration plan. If you're a transitional project, it's all about bringing this site back to native. And so we've got a combination of native planting, art pieces, woven pieces, education about the natural world and the world beneath your feet, mycorrhizals, and how trees talk to one another, how fungi grows. And so we've had some workshops where we've got these garden beds here. So on one side, we've got the dark side and the light side. So this is the dark side. And on the dark side is where we grow our mushrooms. And so we've taken some silver birch here and we've drilled a hole in the trunk. And then we've put the mushroom spore inside the hole and covered it over with like a wax. It might just take a couple of seasons, and obviously you've got to keep the area moist, which is why it's in the dark side on the south side. And then if you walk to the north side of the bed is where we've been growing some more sort of edible foraged items. So this area we just leave to go wild. We have lots of working bees where we'll just pull out any weeds like twitch and hemlock and thistle. But otherwise, it is a foraging space, so we do keep a lot of the other weeds in here. And there's a lady that does some foraging workshops out of here, so which we advertise through the library. Come along to a foraging workshop, and that's been really well attended. We just had one on Saturday, and we had 30 people, again families, people in the community coming in and learning all about what's edible in the natural world.